these four lanes will never move. Little Peach and X's Jeeps eventually die too. Even if the Russians came and named it something new, it would always look like
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. And I'm Brian Young, and that's Marie Michelle. A half hour before the show started, I decided, because we didn't have guests today, that I'd make it a theme. Yes. It's the Tarantino connection today. We'll be playing songs, music from and inspired by Quentin Tarantino films.
Big fan, right?
Yes. Yes, huge fan. This my music bed we've been playing for almost 8 years now. That's actually from Death Proof. And I play songs from those movies all the time. So there's a connection. There's a huge connection with the Crash Course for the Ravers.
Did you already talk about the duck?
No, I did not. Thank you. yes, and the movie, yeah, Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof, the hood ornament of an angry duck is featured on Kurt Russell's car.
Yes,
and
Stuntman Mike.
That was actually a throwback to a Quentin Tarantino...
Convoy?
Yeah, paid tribute to Convoy of the 70s, a movie with Kris Kristofferson. He drives a Mack truck that has the same duck on the front. Well, I got a hold of those guys, and I thought a chrome duck on my hood would be a little too flashy. You know, when my car's coming along, I want them to go, check out that car. I don't want them to go, look at the duck!
Well, they do.
Well, yeah, kind of.
We're at the Black Sabbath.
Right. Yeah, everything's cool about that about that car, except for that duck. Some Sabbath fan says, just jealous.
A lot of people, look at that duck.
Yeah, and take pictures and stuff. Yeah, so I got a black one because it was. I thought the chrome would be too much.
It matches. Color palette.
Yeah, they did, but they didn't have like. My car is actually. It's a Challenger, a 2010 Challenger. It's actually brilliant black, which has like speckles of metal in it, actually. And that
duck. You have to look really close.
Yeah, that duck is like polished black or whatever, a brilliant black. No, something like that, but it's very close, very close. They almost matched. But so that duck on my Dodge Challenger is the same duck. Plates. The mold. It's the same mold as the ducks from those movies. I got a hold of the guys. You can, too. I think it's deathproofduck.com. And they're still selling them. And it's the same exact mold. Like, when Quentin Tarantino found them, he hunted them down, and they had to, like, dig it out and, dust it off.
It's the original.
It's the original from Convoy.
Are you sure?
I've spoken to the guys.
Okay.
Yeah, they used the same one for Death Proof and for the Crash Course car. I guess we're calling it. Okay. So, what's your favorite Quentin Tarantino themed type song? A song from his movies, or You know, it could even be like a really cool surf song that reminds you of Tarantino. Something like that. 855-915-9636. We are WMFO. Oh, here's a word from Quentin Tarantino himself.
It's one of the things I do when I'm starting a movie. When I'm thinking about writing a film. When I have like an idea for a film. Is what I'll do is I'll go through my record collection and just start playing songs, trying to, like, basically, I guess in some ways, find the personality of the movie, find the spirit of the movie, and then boom, eventually, like, I'll hit like 1, 2, 3 songs that, like, you know one song in particular, that, oh, this would be a great opening credit song, you know, because to me the opening credits are very, very important, because that's sort of like that's like the only like mood time that most movies give themselves, you know, and like, you know, a cool credit sequence and the music that plays in front of it, you know, or no play, any music in front of it, you know, whatever you decide to do, that sets up like a tone for the movie that is important for you. And so that's, you know, so I'm always trying to find like what the right opening credit or closing credit sequence should be, you know, early on when I'm just even thinking about the story, because once I find it, that really kind of triggers me in to what the personality of this piece should be, what the rhythm of this piece should be. Like I'm saying, you don't have to use music. It could just be silence, all right? All right, but then that's important. That is like kind of in some ways like the rhythm and more or less the personality you're trying to project in this film. Having Mr. Liu as your opening credits, it's just so intense. You know, it just says, you're watching an epic, you're watching this big old movie, just sit back, because, you know, I mean, because it's so loud and blaring at you, you know, it's just like, actually, it throws down a gauntlet that the movie now has to live up to, because it's just saying, we're big.
What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Hold tight, carousel, girl, you'll set me at my bell and hold tight, cable.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show, but you have also entered the Tarantino Connection. Playing songs inspired by music in the movies and all kinds of stuff. Your requests, 855-915-9636. We started that one off with Thigh Scrapers, of course. That has nothing to do with... Well, it does kind of.
In a roundabout way.
In a roundabout way, it's something to do because I'm such a Tarantino fan. This stuff seeps into my life and the show. And, yeah, we started it off with Dick Dale and his Deltones with Miserlou. I actually saw Dick Dale downstairs at the Midway in Cambridge. And, you know, I was kind of like in my rocker gear and stuff. I think I kind of stand out a little bit in the crowd.
6 feet tall.
And I was really close to the stage. And when he got done, when Dick Dale got done, amazing. He's like one of the best guitarists in the world, surf guitarist, Dick Dale. If you don't know about him, go look him up. He's the best surf guitarist ever. When he was all done, he stops. I mean, this guy's a legend. Looks right at me, comes walking off the stage and throws his hand out and gives me this, like, he's a big guy and gives me this wicked handshake, like almost crushes my hand. But I almost think he thought, I think he was like, hey, great to see you, glad you came. He thought I was somebody or somebody that knew, he thought he knew me somehow, so.
You think so, yeah.
Yeah, I was the first guy he grabbed, yeah. You know, when he was
walking
up.
Well, he might
have
just been Jack because he had a great show and he was
that was for sure, yeah. It was a great show, you know. And his son was on drums going nuts. That was, oh, yeah.
His son plays drums for him?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Dick Dale and his Deltones. Go check them out. I hope he's okay. He was really old then. That was like 5 years ago. But how's Dick Dale doing? Someone tell me. Look it up. 855-915-9636. And we did get a call from Rosie for, she wanted to hear Down in Mexico. Another song from Death Proof.
I wouldn't probably know about that song unless that movie, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't.
I don't think I heard it before Death Proof either.
If I did, it didn't
really. Some of these Tarantino actually found for me, yeah.
He gets deep cuts.
I like go a lot similar to me, so I bet I could find some he hasn't heard too, though.
I'm sure.
But yeah, he definitely did find some that I go, wow, you know. Like, I'm a huge Joe Tex fan now. Like, didn't know anything about Joe Tex.
Right,
or Charlie Feathers. I mean, these people are great. I do know this band, though. It's the Coasters on MFO.
Has a crazy little place that I know. No, man, I don't eat pork.
Are you Jewish?
No, I ain't Jewish. I just don't dig on swine, that's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Yeah, but bacon tastes good. Pork chops taste good.
WMFO in Medford, bringing you the Tarantino connection. You have a favorite song from a Tarantino movie or something that makes you think of a Tarantino movie? 855-915-9636. I started naming off.
What was that off of?
The Lively Ones?
The last one.
Yeah, Surf Rider. That was in Pulp Fiction. And some of these might not actually be in movies, but like this, it's Tarantino themed.
Oh, okay.
But that one was in Pulp Fiction, Lively Ones, and we get a caller right here. Somebody wants to play my game. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, who's this?
Brian.
Oh, it's Brian.
Oh, geez.
Okay, well, this is Rosie, and I was thinking. What about, like, from Kill Bill?
Yep.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
We love that one.
Yeah.
I got to dig it up. We'll start off with Chick Habit.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'll play it after the next song, all right?
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Because it's a cool song.
It's a very cool song. I only knew like a little bit of it from the commercials, and then I got the Kill Bill soundtrack, and yeah, it's great.
Oh, I always know from the movie. Well,
cool, and thank you for playing Down in Mexico. And the whole time it was playing, I was singing.
All right.
You should have been doing a little lap dance for your honey on that one. Right? Isn't that when she does the lap dance?
Yeah, you do lap dances, Rosie?
It depends on who it is.
That's right.
Well, I look kind of like Kurt Russell. Would you give me a lap dance?
Oh, no, I wasn't going there.
No, I'll give Norman Reedus a lap dance.
Sounds good.
you don't even know who I'm talking about.
I don't. It went over my head.
Yeah, who?
He's on the talking in The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Oh. We don't have cable.
He's my new boyfriend. He's
your new one? Okay.
We're the ones who started the trend. Cable is cool to not have.
The Kill Bill soundtrack. Both of them are great.
Right, I have them. They're here.
Okay.
I actually do want to see Walking Dead though, but we have Netflix. We can do that if we want. Some rainy day.
It's good. It is a really great show. It is.
Okay.
And it's not all about
everyone says that. I'm sure I'd like it. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you would like it.
Yes, I'll check it out. So
and Marie would like it. I mean, I like it.
All right.
So,
you want the hoo 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 song coming up, right?
The hoo. Yeah.
Okay, what did we hear? We started this mess off with Dick Deal and his Deltones. We can't forget I played Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch with Hold Tight.
Oh, yes. I heard it, yes.
Coasters with Down in... I wouldn't lie to you. Down in Mexico. Lively Ones with Surf Rider and Here's Some Chick Habit. Thank you, Rosie.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
MFO.
Why? nice. What do you think of that? You win all my money, love. You spit in my Stetson hat. Stagger Lee went walking in the red hot brawling sun. Says, bring me my six shooter, Lord. I want my 41. Stagger Lee went walking through the mud and through the sand. Says, I feel mistreated this morning. I could kill most any man. Billy the Lies told Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I got three helpless children, one poor pitiful wife. Don't care nothing about your children and nothing about your wife. You done mistreated me, Billy, and I'm bound to take your life. He shot him three times in the shoulder, Lord. Shot him three times in the side. Well, the last time he shot him caused Billy Lyons to die. Stagger Lee told Mrs. Billy, you don't believe your man is dead? Come on into the ballroom, see the hole I shot in his head. The high sheriff told the deputy, get your pistols and come with me. We got to go arrest the bad man known as Stagger Lee. The deputies took the pistols, they laid them on the shelf. If you want that bad man, Stagger Lee, you have to arrest him yourself. The high sheriff asked the bartender, who can that bad man be? Speak softly, said the bartender, that bad man, Stagger Lee. He touched old Stack on the shoulder, say, Stack, why do you run? I don't run, wank folk, when I got my 41. The hangman put the mask on, tied his hands behind his back, sprung the trap on Stagger Lee, but his neck refused to crack. The hangman, he got frightened, said, Chief, you see how it be? I can't hang this man, Lord, you better set him free. $300 funeral, $1,000 hearse, satisfaction undertaker put Stack on down in the earth. Stagger Lee, he told the devil, say, come on and have some fun. You stick me with your pitchfork and I'll shoot you with my 41. Stagger Lee took the pitchfork and he laid it on the shelf. He says, stand back, Tom Devil, Lord, I'm gonna rule hell myself.
WMFO in Medford. I guess I don't need all these mics up, huh, Marie?
Whatever.
There's only two of us. Well, when I originally planned out this board, I did. They had it all screwed up. I mean, that should be mic two, but it's mic.
Says who?
Me, because it's right next to me. So that should be two, but on the board here, see, I have, since you're mic four, I have the first mic is mic one, then mic four.
Yeah. Do you think the audience understands what you just said there?
Couple of them. Sorry.
All two that are listening.
Sorry, Cal. Don't be like other people. You know what? That showcast thing doesn't work. And
even,
by the way,
no,
it says 30.
Joking.
It says 40 people are listening right now.
I was just kidding.
On the internet, and who the hell knows how many are listening online. But no, I actually, the showcast thing, I hate it, because the kids are always in here with their shows, the student shows, and they look at showcast and go, oh, we got three listeners, and it's like, no. You got a lot of people listening on terrestrial
right.
radio.
If you were looking at, they have like Alex Jones is the number one listen to radio show.
Really? Just, who's Alex Jones?
He's that right wing. He's kind of into
on
conspiracies.
MFO?
No. It's,
oh.
You know, because they go all these radio stations right, that are
right,
part
right.
of it.
Well, let me finish my story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I was subbing for someone, substituting for another show in here one night. So there wasn't many listeners, but I know there were some. I was talking to them on Facebook and they were requesting stuff. So I knew.
Yeah.
There were like at least three people I knew of listening. It said zero. And I'm like, well, that's...
Well, you always can't trust computers.
So, okay. I go, that's bull. I started streaming it from this computer in front of me here. Went into two other rooms in MFO and put on MFO, streamed it. Came back, still said zero. Refreshed it, and it still said zero. Well, so it should have said at least six at that moment.
I guess Shoutcast is trying to keep us down. I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's a bunch of BS Shoutcast.
Do you have the Jackie Brown soundtrack? I've been looking for it in vinyl, and I can't find it.
Maybe in the system. I don't physically have it on me.
Because I like a lot of songs off of that. I won't have you play them all, but...
We'll check it out. If we don't have it, we'll get it. But I'll check it
for
out.
For the show?
Soon. Yes.
By the end of the show?
No. You know what I mean. For MFO. Cal had a request. That's what we're getting to. What did he... He wanted to hear Jungle Boogie. Right. You got a Cal. MFO!
Get down.
5 WMFO in Medford. We're doing the Tarantino connection today. And Marie Michelle's with me, I think. There you are.
Hello.
What's going on? Did you find anything out about John Hurt?
No. It keeps coming up. H-U-R-T.
H-I-R-T. Well, I know he...
Is he from the Tin River Band?
I wouldn't know that. What he did the theme song to Green Hornet way back like in the 60s. And it, I guess it's a trumpet he's playing. He goes nuts on. I just wanted to say what it was. And I don't know my horns very well. I got to say that. But it's amazing.
Is it Al Hurt?
Oh, is it Al Hurt? Yeah, because I'm thinking of that. Yeah, Al Hurt. Al Hurt.
So...
What's it say about Al Hurt? This guy is incredible. Wait till you hear this.
Al Hurt is a trumpeter and band leader.
Okay. Yeah, it's the trumpet. He goes nuts on this thing. It's the and it's the Green Hornet. The show I've never watched.
Yeah.
But
the theme song of Green
this
Hornet.
This work is crazy. You gotta check it out. Here it is. Al Hurt. MFO. Oh, we are doing the Tarantino connection. Call in with songs. You know, remind you of Tarantino movies or are actually in Tarantino movies. 855-915-9636. It's a crash course for the ravers, and we are MFO. 105 WMFO in Medford. Okay, well, I can't always hit it out of the park.
Wow.
That one was the in crowd, Dobie Gray. Well, you know what? I mixed up. I have so many CDs here that's Tarantino stuff. I was trying to play track 7 on a different CD, not that CD. So
I'm trying to look at what movie that's from, and it's not coming up.
Dobie Gray, the in crowd? I think it was on... Oh, I'm not sure.
It doesn't say on the album, and whenever I like try to look this up,
It says this. That's from Tarantino Experience, music from and inspired by his films. So maybe that's one of the ones inspired by his films. I don't see how.
He uses a lot of music, different music, so it could be anywhere in his movies.
Who knows? That could have been in credits. Who knows? I think this was the one I was trying to do. This is Isaac Hayes, I hope.
Yeah, what's the song? Well,
I won't say it because...
What movie was it from?
This one is Kill Bill.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Are people trying to follow along that way? Let's see.
Well, no, I just thought...
Dick Dale, Miserlou was from Pulp Fiction. Hold Tight with Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch was Death Proof. Coasters was Death Proof. Lively Ones was Pulp Fiction. Woohoo, Kill Bill. Pacific Acid and Electric, Death Proof. Cool and the Gang, Jungle Boogie, that was Pulp Fiction. Green Hornet was Kill Bill. We don't know what the in crowd was. That might have been one of the ones inspired, right?
I don't know. It could be either.
I don't know either.
Maybe there's someone who's a bigger Quentin Tarantino fan than us that could tell us.
What